Greetings, travelers.
Greetings, travelers. It is Mythical March.
Yes, and Mark and Erica here from Eerie Travels. Thank you all for joining us as always. We are
Yes.
enjoying talking about all things mythical and mythological and stuff like that this month. We've had but all based in reality, all based in truth. So
Yes. Yes.
a lot of
And don't
history here.
forget, Mark, the most important part of today, outside of our amazing guest,
What is today?
it is our acknowledgement of St. Patrick's Day.
Ah,
Free
yes.
beer.
Yeah, we got to get all the snakes out of Ireland, right? And other things. But did he really?
No, I don't think so. I think we should
And
leave
there's some
this snake.
symbolism there. I don't really think we should get into that because
No,
that's
but I
going
do
on.
enjoy clovers. I do enjoy Irish whiskey, and being from Ireland, I'm in fierce celebration of our made-up holiday. So go team.
All right, well, there you go. And you do get to imbibe a little bit today. Do you still get to pinch people if they're not wearing green? I think that's frowned upon now too, right?
Well, there is the entire theory of consent, which we're not going to get
Ah.
into a mythical debate on that. But yes, if you're going to go around pinching people, make sure you have their consent before doing so. Just because you get drunk does not make it okay. And
Yep,
with
and
that,
as for leprechauns and little people and all that, we actually have an episode coming up where we're going to talk about a very special encounter, and that one should be coming soon. So stay tuned.
yes.
But we have, because of everything else though, we have a special guest today.
We do. And I am super excited because I met this fantastic, magical human being through a friend of mine. And we are very lucky to have her because we have so many travelers that talk about all things witchy and metaphysical. And she does both of those things, all of
Hey,
the things.
we've got
So,
that burgeoning Appalachian witch community that we love so much that keeps reaching out to us. So this is perfect for that.
exactly. So without further ado, welcome Michelle Bassett. Yay! Hello,
Hi, everybody.
hello, and welcome to the Eerie Travels podcast. It is great to have you.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. And I don't know if you guys know, but my son is actually a fan of your podcast as
Hey,
well.
we have a
And
traveler.
so, yes, he thinks that I'm the coolest mom ever because I'm on your podcast
Rock
now. You are
on.
the coolest mom.
Yes.
Traveler moms are the coolest moms.
Yep. There you go. So it is locked in. It is loaded. You have the Eerie Travels seal of awesome mom. So
Yes.
there you go. So
So
tell us
before,
a little bit about yourself.
I feel like to tell you about myself, I have to start from the beginning of
Good
my
place.
spiritual awakening. Because when I went through my spiritual awakening, it was actually before my first son. And once I went through that, I went to this metaphysical store. And when I walked through the doors, I just felt like I was home. I actually started crying in the store. So awkward. And from then, I just dove head first into everything. I did everything, trying to find my path. What was I? Like, which way did I need to go? And in that, I just developed all these. I didn't develop, I honed in on all these gifts that I have. And yes, I can connect with past loved ones, spirits, but also my mentor, she was like, Michelle, she's like, you have dragon magic in you. You have the power of fire. You need to work with that too. So that was another thing that I was working in and honing in on. So I've had such an amazing spiritual awakening, but it's one of those things that, like, just because you went through one spiritual awakening doesn't mean you're done. Like, you can go through multiple ones. Each one's just different. And so it's just kind of been a fun ride.
It sounds like an amazing ride. I just want to clarify. You said dragon, like a
Yeah.
dragon. Ooh, tell me about the dragon part because I feel like I want a dragon awakening, and what I have gotten is like a lazy sloth kind of showing up on the side. So what is the dragon?
So fire, it's more about fire magic and like harnessing that passion and that burning. When I work with like dragons, it's, there are many different ones. Like, you know, there is like that Game of Thrones, those big roar ones. But then there's also like the cute little ones. Like there's a green one that I work with, and it's very calm and it's gentle, and it's not so much about the fire and the hurt. It's about the, you know, the easing into things. So working with fire magic, it's about opening yourself up to many different, I guess, elements, so to say. Like, you know, there's a water dragon and earth dragon. Like, it's the same as when you're doing your regular, I don't want to say regular witch stuff, but when you work with witch things, you know, there's earth, fire, wind, and water. And it's the same with dragons and other elementals. You just got to hone in, find your personal one and work with it. So if yours is a little slow, hey, that's okay. Not everything is supposed to be fast and powerful.
Did you hear that, Mark? I think we're safe. Not everything is supposed to be fast and powerful. We're going to survive.
And, now, we've had a few others on that have talked about dragons helping them with their energy and helping them with their magic and helping them with their stuff. So are these are similar to like spirit guides, you'd say? Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. All right. And then now... You said this just kind of, you had this awakening, right?
That yeah.
Started all this. Now, since the awakening, where has this, you know, what is the path? What was the path you were on?
Oh, gosh. Do you remember as a kid and you sit down, they put that piece of paper in front of you and there's a start point and then there's all these squiggly lines and there's an end point? Well, I'm somewhere in that squiggle line. Like you find a dead end and you're like, okay, let's backtrack and find another way. You know, life is like a puzzle. We don't know all the pieces, you know, until the end and we see it all. We're like, oh, so we're just slowly trying to put things together. And that's the same way, at least for me, that I have found my spiritual awakening. Like I have gone down because I actually have Irish in me. I went down a druid path thinking, well, okay, I've got the Irish in me. Maybe this is the way that I'm supposed to go. But everything about it, kind of like the tarot deck, just goes right over my head. It's not the path for me. So you just got to find the things that resonate with you. And fairies and the dragons and that kind of stuff, they just resonate with me. I feel like I can connect with them. I think I showed Erica, I forget, I actually have a picture of a fairy, but
I didn't see a picture of a fairy. I want you to share that picture that we can share with our listeners. What picture?
Yeah.
Of fairy?
Yeah. I did this course talking about connecting with fairies, and they said if you go outside at dusk, and you have to ask permission. Anything in the spiritual realm, whatever you are working with, you always have to ask permission.
Yes.
And I asked for the permission and I just started taking pictures. And sure enough, there it is, like a little green fairy.
So let's talk about channeling. You had a metaphysical shop.
Yes.
Let's talk about that a bit.
Oh, yes. What would you love to know? It was fun.
Well, I think why you started it and like, you know, if somebody's interested in that sort of thing and what you think makes a good metaphysical shop versus, you know, a questionable metaphysical shop.
Sure. So I went through my Reiki practitioner courses. And when I went through Reiki level one, I came out knowing that I was going to one day own a shop. And I didn't know where or when it was going to happen. I just knew it was going to happen. And I was living in this apartment and this storefront was available across the street from where I lived. And I was like, oh, let me check it out. Let me just see. And sure enough, the rent was cheap. The space had like this really earthy feel to it, which I love. And there were rooms in the back that we could do, like, I could do readings, we could do Reiki, we could host classes, and it just all fit into place. It was just perfect. And I loved it. The thing that I loved the most about owning my store was that it was more than just a store, it was a community. When you have these metaphysical stores, it's a community. Like, you know everybody, just about everybody that walks through the door, and they feel comfortable in talking to you. I can't tell you how many times people say to me, "This is gonna sound crazy," and I'm like, "Oh, bring it on. I love crazy." And it's just a lot of fun to have, like, it's just a vibe in itself.
Yeah, and we run into that all the time with our listeners. They always go, "You'll think I'm crazy." We don't think anybody's crazy either, because it's their experience. So when you hosted, you said readings. What kind of readings have you done for people?
So in the beginning, I did a lot of oracle card readings.
Okay.
And through the oracle cards and through my Reiki training is when I opened myself up, and I learned how to quiet my ego and quiet my mind so that spirit, like past loved ones, could come in. Through my training of connecting, I learned how to understand when it's a spirit that's coming through, if it's mine. Like, I know when my spirit guides come through, I have cues within my body that tell me that's my spirit guide. I have cues when I sit in my meditation that I know that's my spirit guide. And I always set up a perimeter for myself so that I know my spirit guides are here to protect me, so nothing bad can get through. But I always trust the information that comes through, and I know that it's not me, it's spirit.
That makes sense. As far as channeling goes and talking for people, what should people expect when they go get a reading? Like, what is the best way for them to behave in your mind and what should they expect from somebody who's doing a true reading?
Be very open. I always tell people, again, with the puzzle piece, like one time I said, "Okay, I will see pictures." And I said, I see a butterfly. And sometimes to me, it just sounds so generic. I'm like, okay, it's a butterfly. Okay, well, this is what butterflies mean. But the person said, "Yeah, my aunt had a wall that was wallpapered butterflies." So it meant something more. So sometimes it's not always, people will come expecting to, okay, I've got this locket, it's in my pocket. If she doesn't acknowledge this locket, then she's a fake. It doesn't always happen that way. Like, you just have to be open, because there is that veil, that barrier, that it's almost like a foreign language, and you just have to pick out what you can understand.
That makes sense. What about as far as receiving a reading? Like, you know, there are some people, and it should be used for entertainment, right? And stuff like that. But what should people look for from a reading?
What should they look for from a reading?
Meaning, like, versus, you know, there's somebody in your life who is a man who you have difficulty with. Like, you know, you get some of these that you're kind of like, dude, everybody's got a dude in their life they have difficulty with. It doesn't matter even your gender. Like, you know, what are things, or your path seems very, like, you have a choice before you. Every single one of us has a choice, right?
Yes, and I agree with that. I always say, let's go deeper. Like, if somebody comes to me and they're like, "Oh, Michelle, this guy, oh man, I can't tell you how many people come to me and their spouses are cheating, and they are trying so hard to hold on to this relationship," and I'm like, run. And so what I will always do is, okay, let's go deeper. Why are you staying? Let's go deeper and let's figure out what this attachment is that's making you stay and not allowing you to leave. But I always tell people too that if someone comes to me and I see that they're cheating and I say, okay, here's what you should really work on instead of trying to focus on this, they always have free will. And like you said, for entertainment purposes, they can leave and they can run right back to the cheater. I see that happen so many times.
Yeah, I definitely have, that's one of my like, yeah, terrible, terrible things. But now you also mentioned Reiki.
So
you do Reiki sessions, which I know is very helpful, very therapeutic, very good in, you know, relieving energy pains. We've had a few Reiki artists on, and they have done, you know, talked about amazing things. What is the most amazing thing you've seen involving, you know, maybe working with your, you know, with Reiki?
So as I said, with my readings, I was always taught anyone can do a surface reading. Oracle cards will give you a surface reading, but you got to go deeper. You got to get down deep. Like, I had a Reiki session with somebody the other day and I saw their heart was on fire. And so I said, okay, I said, we got to dig deeper. Like, why is your heart on fire? Like, what is causing all of this? And it was just pain from her childhood that was giving her that these issues. And with Reiki, that's the thing that I really love, is that you can have so many profound experiences in a session. You know, like you can, like for her, I saw that her heart was on fire and I felt like in her stomach there were like, she held a lot of stress in her stomach and we just had to move that around because it was causing her some stomach pains. So you can really just have some profound experiences with Reiki. I truly enjoy Reiki. I'm a big person of giving back. I love to give back. And one of the things that's been near and dear to my heart is going to the Veterans Hospital. And it's a program that's called No One Dies Alone. And you sit in the bedside with the veterans as, you know, they're getting close to the end of life and giving Reiki to them because, oh gosh, the pain that they have from the experience they've seen is just... ooh, and to help them like kind of release and move on has been probably a big thing.
Yeah. Energetic work is amazing. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I didn't. So what is that program called? So our travelers who are listening and want to get involved, you don't have to have no Reiki. Oh my gosh, words to do it. But what is the name of that program?
No One Dies Alone.
I love that. I love that. We'll have to find a link to that and throw that in the show notes as well. So you no longer at this time have a shop though. You had life and shop had to not be there anymore, correct?
Yeah. And COVID happened.
Yeah. COVID is a gnarly bastard, isn't it? Yeah. But
you know,
one of the things you've started up again is the witch circles and some of the community mm-hmm. around what you did. So do you want to tell first of all, what is a witch circle?
Well, they're goddess circles what I do. I do a goddess circle. So every month I allow the goddess I allow them to tell me which one I'm doing. So this month is Venus. And she actually just came to me the other day because I've been searching this whole month and it's this Friday. And I'm like, okay, you know, who is it going to be? But then Venus, and the reason I know it's Venus is because everything within the date just all lines up. Like Venus is going, or Aquarius is going into Venus, or Venus is going into Aquarius. And you know, we're in the month of February, month of love, and just everything was just kind of coming together that she was the right one. And so I'm super excited. What we do in these circles is it's about empowerment. You know, I'm so sorry to do this to you guys, but like Taylor Swift, right, for instance, you know, there's so much positive around her. And I just feel like we need so much more positivity in this world. And that's what these circles are, is to have everybody empower each other and learn how to, you know, just look at somebody and say, you look fabulous, and not feel guilty or not feel a certain way about it. Just authentically loving on one another. And that's what these are about.
Oh, I agree. And now, T Swift aside, I will say my daughter is a huge, she's a Swiftie. That is the word that they're called. And I think music brings, regardless, a ton of positivity to people, and it can bring hope and it can bring love, and you can have so many memories. So, you know, she does a lot of good in the world. Not everybody has to agree with her, but that's the way that, you know, things are in the world, period. You don't have to agree with everything, but if it means something to somebody else, you should let them have whatever that is that they're having, right? That's how that works. So when did you start Goddess Circles?
Oh, I started them years ago. And we had so much fun. What were some of the things? I would buy everybody mirrors, and I would make them look at themselves in the mirror and write all the positive things. And it was a pocket mirror, so that anytime they went somewhere, they would open up the mirror and remind themselves of all the positive things that they could see within them. One time, I forget which goddess it was, we created flower crowns. We used our creativity and created flower crowns. And we did where we had white shirts, and I bought glitter markers, and we wrote positive things on each other's shirt, so that, you know, sometimes, actually, one of the spells that's a really big one that I use quite often, it's kind of a self-love spell where you take a bath in rose petals and salt water. And then when you get out, you put a white t-shirt on, white for purity, and it just helps to remove the negativity, and it helps to, you know, kind of raise your vibration a little bit. So with putting this white shirt on with this glitter, you know, positive stuff about yourself, just really helps to bring people up.
I think that sounds fantastic and wonderful, and I'm sure people have amazing experiences with it. So next time I'm up there, I hope I'm timing it well to be in there. That sounds amazing. But we have to take a quick break from our sponsors. We will be right back with Michelle.
Most know Florida as the land of endless sunny beaches, but the state is home to numerous eerie legends and mysterious creatures. The Everglades is home to the elusive skunk ape. In Key West lies an uncanny doll reputed to have a life of its own. Join Mark Muncy and illustrator Carrie Schultz as they uncover the history behind the state's creepiest stories and unusual locations. The Dark Side of the Sunshine State, presented in Eerie Florida, from History Press.
Prepare to be devoured. The Wolves of Wharton is a 6-part complete book series by Eerie Travels producer Bo Lake. It has been called dark and visceral, steamy, dramatic, and a fresh take on the werewolf mythos. If you like action, adventure, a large serving of body horror, and some steamy relations, the Wolves of Wharton series is for you. Pick it up wherever books are sold, or at linktree.com/bow_lake.
And we're back.
We are back.
And now, Michelle, one of the things I was also seeing that you do is you do a lot of crystal work, correct?
Yes.
And this led to you, introducing people to crystals in a fun way, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
Tell us about that.
So I am a Virgo, and I'm a very earthy sign. And so I resonate a lot with crystals, and my store that was my main sale was crystals, because I can look at people and I can just tell them what they need, and I can explain to them why they need this particular one. And crystals to me, there's something that have been around for ages. I remember being a little girl going into, it was a science store, and they were selling crystals back then. It's just something, you can't deny the magic, the energy in crystals. You just cannot. And when you invite that into your energy field, I always tell people, one at a time. If you're new to crystals, invite one at a time, wear that one for a week, and see how it changes your life. See what effects it has, and just grow from there.
Love it.
I love it a lot. So what crystals do you usually carry around on you?
Depends on the day. Depends on the day. My fave is aventurine, which is a green one. It's a luck crystal, also for heart healing. But I also like to wear something at times for balance. I sometimes wear a hawkeye, or sometimes I'll wear a malachite. I also love hematite, because I need a lot of grounding. Yeah, I wear a lot.
No, I think it's good. If you saw the desk in front of me, it has a lot of my crystals. And then I have travel crystals that I take with me everywhere. And then I have the protection from things that Mark brings into the universe crystals that I also bring everywhere.
Hey, I've got the cabinet of curiosities that has quite a few crystals for protection. And then my windows and some of the, corners of the house are, added little stuff. And, we've recently added iron spikes, some railroad spikes to to be 100%. We want to, take no chances. So,
yeah,
it's like, that's definitely like my house. If you come in, I have selenite above every single door as you walk into the house, and I like have them hidden in every single corner. Like I have different ones, kind of like the feng shui kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Like I'll have citrine in this corner, and I'll have rose quartz in this corner. I have them everywhere, but definitely selenite's a good one to have over your door. Just saying.
Yeah. I think that ain't great advice. Why do you say that? Why do you think that's a good crystal to put above a door, just for our travelers out there?
Sure. So selenite is a good one. It's like helps to clear your energy. Okay. Like it helps to remove things. It's a conductor. So it moves the energy. So if you have somebody, if you set that intention that it's going to clear the person before they walk through your door, if they have bad intentions, like my ex-husband never, never walks through my front door. Never. So it helps to stop them from coming through.
That's interesting that you said that, because I often wonder, we talk about the positiveness and having interesting experiences that are positive with people like that come into shops and stuff. But did you ever have anybody walk in that you were like, nope, you need to get out of my store?
So this one time I had somebody, I didn't tell them that they needed to get out, but we were doing a reading. And at the end of the reading, I always like to make sure that, they feel good. I was like, do you have any other questions? And she's like, well, there's one other person that I would like to talk to. I was like, okay, who is it? And she's like, well, we were good friends. I used to write to him in prison. And I was like, ooh, okay, who is it? And then she's like, Richard Ramirez. And like these sirens went off in my head, like, nope, shut down, nope. Nope, we're not doing it. And I was like, yeah, I can't contact him.
he's in the bad place. We don't talk to that. So.
Yeah, but that was truly the only time. There was one time when I was in Gettysburg and I was shopping. And I remember I was cashing out, and this gentleman walked in and he just kind of gave you like the ick vibes, and he was over there talking about demons. And I remember it was just as I was leaving, he was like, yeah, you got to watch out for the demons in this town. And I was like, oh, okay, well, bye.
Wow. And I still can't get over people pen palling with serial killers. And then I can't even imagine going into a shop to get a reading and go, hi, I used to be pen pals with the Night Stalker. Can you just dingling him up for me? Can you do the... Okay, don't ever do that, travelers. Don't be that person for many reasons.
A serial killer, that was your correspondence with that killer. You don't need to continue it anymore.
Yeah, so. Why would you even? Oh, words. Wow. Words.
Of all the ones, too. Richard Ramirez.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't get me started. Don't get me started. We'll
Moving on.
So, Michelle, let's talk a little bit about paranormal. And because I feel like when you're sensitive and you're empathic and stuff, you have no choice but to be aware of the other things. You mentioned fairies, right?
Yeah.
You took a picture of one. When was your first interaction with a fairy?
Oh, gotcha. I don't remember. When I was going through my awakening, I was told that, again, a lot of earth magic flowed through me, and that they were ones that I should also try and connect with. So that's when I started sitting outside, meditating, and connecting with all the different elements and trying to understand, figure out which ones I felt like I had the strongest connection with. And you know, let me say too, that when you are trying to connect with elements, you know, it's not, people think that when you talk about fairies, it's like Tinkerbell's going to come and she's going to sit on my lap and we're going to have a great conversation. It's not so much like that, at least for me. When I sense them, like I see a lot of sparks. There's a lot of sparks. I'll find like little wings that just happen, or feathers that just happen to be in my area, or like little statues, like things, I'll find things will just start coming to me. So that's how I knew, like with the dragons and the fairies, that I was to work with them, because it was almost like I said, who am I to work with? And they came to me, you know, like there's the unicorns, there's the leprechauns, there's all these other ones. And none of them resonated with me. Like there's this thing called the Fairy Bible. I have it in my basement. You can get in on the store. And in there, it talks about how to connect with all the different elements. And I tried, and there were just things that I just didn't feel, I didn't connect with. And they were ones that I just connected with. We vibed together.
I think that's wonderful, because I feel a lot of times people get themselves in trouble with the fae. I think there are rules of engagement with the fae that one must properly understand and have their agreement for in order to interact with them correctly, because I feel like it can go not so great either, because they're not always wonderful, playful, cute things, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it sounds like you have a very positive experience, and I love that. But this is my little warning out to the travelers: get educated on this before you go play with the fae.
Yes, they will. They do their things. So let's leave it at that.
Yes. Okay. So let's talk about other paranormal. So what about ghosts, things like that? Have you had those kind of experiences?
So have I seen any ghosts? No, but being a medium, I do connect a lot with past people that have passed on. Like one of my favorite things to do to myself, I always love to challenge myself, is when we go to restaurants, and I like to pick out ones that are haunted, or like, where we went to the haunted library in October, And I like to see what I pick up. And then I will talk to the staff and say, I hear this place is haunted. What experiences have you had? And I always have someone with me and I tell them what I've picked up, and then they hear their stuff. And then we make sure that like everything connects. And it's a little fun game I play with myself.
No, but and I think that's it. As far as seeing ghosts, I'm a firm believer that a apparition, as the Ghostbusters would call it. What do they call it, Mark? They have a term for it.
No, that's physical apparition. Yeah, an apparition. That's the
physical apparition.
Manifestation. Yeah, that's the other one.
You know, I don't think that's always the case. And, you know, one of the things we've had, especially if we've talked to a lot of people that are very connected, is that there are different kinds. There are people that hear the voices. You know, they hear, I don't want to say talking, but hear voices. There are ones that pictures, the ones that are just feelings. I think being in touch with different things in the paranormal world, or preternatural, as we like to call it, meaning it's something we just don't know about, the preternatural world. I think that you can have your different impersonations and impressions. Oh my gosh, words. But yeah. One of the things I think that's really interesting about what you've said is the perceiving things. And I love that you take somebody with you and talk about it, because I think a lot of people have things happen and they don't even know how to express it correctly. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I think the biggest thing in the preternatural world is we're so used to wanting to have validation of things. And some experiences can't just be validated if you don't have someone else with you to feel or see, or based on, you know, you feeling or seeing, being able to go, hey, you know, there's a ghost here named Bob and he likes fire trucks. And then go talk to somebody and go, is this place on? And they're like, yep, there's a ghost here named Bob. He likes fire trucks. You know, that helps. What is one of your more interesting experiences like that?
So I was at the Pottstown Library and I was sitting in their break room. I'll just sit quietly by myself. And I felt that there was an older woman there and she was mad. And she was showing me like papers being thrown all over the place. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, I didn't understand it. And I went to one of the employees and I explained to her, I said, hey, I have this older woman and she's mad. She's mad about like a mess. And she was like, yeah, we had these kids in here that they came in and they were moving papers or tossing papers around and they shouldn't have been. And I said, yeah, she's mad about that. Just an FYI.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. And it's on interesting. It definitely talks about a level of communication that other non-physical things try to do, because I'm sure there was, you know, like to your point, so much more to that than that, but all she could get was throwing papers, angry. You
know? And it's, wow, a level of trust within yourself. You know, if people choose to, we all have gifts. We all have gifts. And if you choose to go down the path of opening yours to connect with the past loved ones, you have to have trust in the information that you're getting. Being a Virgo, I'm a perfectionist and I have OCD. And my perfectionist got in my way of being able to connect, because I always felt like I had to have, when you sat down with somebody to get a reading, you had to have that, they had to know that locket was in your pocket. And that would tear me down that I didn't know that. But I had to learn to trust in the information that spirit was going to give me. And when you have somebody that sits down with you that's a non-believer, like that screams so loud, especially to somebody like me, when you're going through this and when you're going into haunted places, I always recommend go into positive haunted places, restaurants, libraries, you know, positive house, haunting houses, and allow yourself to be open to the information that comes through. Bring a journal and write down everything that you feel, and just trust all the information that's coming to you.
No, I think that's very important. And, you know, I think a lot of times people will seek out trying to, I think there are people, you know, Mark knows so many that are real investigators, just trying to understand what's going on. But then there are people that treat it like it's some sort of carnival situation because there's a poltergeisty type thing, throwing stuff around or slamming doors.
Viewer too. Yeah. Now, we do have a lot of young, like I said, we have young witches. We have a very burgeoning community amongst our travelers. Who did you seek out for training, or did you train yourself? How did that come about?
So again, the person that I apprenticed under, she was like one of those people that just knew everybody. And she connected me with people from the Modern Mystery School. Have you guys ever heard of the Modern Mystery School?
No, no one for me.
No.
Nope. It's like your modern day Hogwarts, pretty much. They have a location in Canada, but they have a lot of people. There's quite a few of them in the Exton, Chester County area. So what happens is they go up to the Modern Mystery School and they learn these different things, and then they come down and they teach them in their local area. So I had a few mentors that went to the Modern Mystery School that I learned under. My candle magic, I learned from somebody that she went there, and candle magic is probably one of my favorite forms of magic. Like, I just, it just gives me great feelings.
You say you're drawn to dragons. So obviously fire is an element that you're drawn to. As a Virgo, I understand that too. So is that something that you use often? What would you say is your strong, you know, the thing you're drawn to the most?
Yeah, definitely candle magic is always my go-to. I do love, I know it's one thing that's become very popular on social media, simmer pots. I love a good simmer pot. Ooh, boy. So I guess in a sense, herbs, using different herbs, which again, I use herbs in my candle magic as well. And oils. I love oils. Those are probably my three main things, but they're probably the three main things that you use in witchcraft. Yeah.
But what is a simmer pot? What is that?
Oh, simmer pots are fabulous. You get a pot and you fill it with some water, and you just put, like, you can put orange slices and cinnamon and cloves and, oh gosh, you can put some rosemary in there, and you just put it on low just to give it like a nice simmer, and you allow it to, the fragrance to just fill your house. So almost in a sense like sage. Okay, so when we go through and we sage our house, we, whether it's sage, whatever, we're cleaning all the energy out of the house. So now you have empty space and you have to fill that with something. And so a simmer pot, when you put all the intentions of the herbs inside the pot and you allow it to boil, it fills your house with the intention of the herbs that you put in there.
Wow. Have you heard of simmer pots before, Mark?
Yeah, they're like mini cauldrons. I am also.
Yes.
You're like mini cauldrons. I know everything because I'm Mark Muncy.
You know, again, intent is everything. It doesn't matter if you have a giant cauldron or if you have a small pot. If you're doing the same things and you're putting that intention in there, that's where it all comes from. So that's, you get out of it what you put into it. So.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. So agreed. Okay, Michelle, we have to come to an end of the podcast, which is sad. It was wonderful having you here. But what would you like to say to the travelers out there? Because you do have, it's shameless self-promotion time, basically, because you do have a wonderful hair salon and many other things. So shameless plug away.
Oh my gosh. I know I do. I do have a lot of things going on. But I think that the one thing that I am the most happy to have back in my life is my goddess circles. I'm having one this Friday. I typically try to promote my goddess circles on Instagram, which is Claire Awesome Michelle Bassett. And And yeah, that's pretty much it. Unless I'm missing something.
Well, I was going to say, I kind of like your crystal book that you did. Oh! So my pet, was it My Pet Crystal?
Yes. Anna? So it's a kid's book. I wanted, and I have another couple that I want to do. I just haven't sat myself down yet to do it. But there are so many parents when I had my store that were bringing their kids in, and these young kids, they're coming in so open, and the parents want to keep them open. You know, the parents want to help, you know, explore those gifts. And that's why I started my crystal series, my children's book. So the first one is about amethyst, and it tells kids how to like clear their crystal, how to work with it, what it does. And yeah, thank you. I do love that book.
Okay, yay. So we'll post some links to that, and we'll post links to your goddess circle. And,
thank you. And
I'll get in touch with you. We'll have all that in the show notes. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming. And we had a grand time. And it was nice to see Erica fanboy a little bit this time. So
I can be fans. I can be fans, Mark. Yes, you just seem to take the cake on that. But Michelle was thoroughly amazing when I met her. And anybody who gets the opportunity to go be just in her presence, I highly, highly recommend it.
Oh, thank you guys. Well, you guys are a lot of fun too. I'm just so grateful to do this today. And I really thank you guys for having me and making me a cool mom.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, our pleasure. Our pleasure. It was definitely our pleasure indeed. So with that, gang, I'm just going to say definitely get out there, meet others in the field. You know, if you're wanting to learn or anything, reach out to Michelle. Or reach out to others. Look for a goddess circle to join. There are quite a few around. If you can't get to one of Michelle's, there are others. Just you know, do a search for goddess circles and you'll come up with quite a few. With that, Erica, is there anything else you want to add before I wrap it up?
No, I can't wait to hear what your exit's going to be today. You better include the Fae. Just saying.
Well, thank you all once again for joining us for Mythical March. Again, if you go to paranormalitymagazine.com, we want to thank them for all the support they've given us this month. And if you go there, you can vote for us to be one of the top 10 podcasts. We always like being on that list, and we want to get higher and higher on it. That's the goal. So get out there and do that. And if you use the word travels, you get 10% off. If you buy a digital issue or a physical issue, get the subscription, whatever. There's certain people on the cover of it that, you know, we're kind of happy about. But anyway,
wow.
I got to put that in there. We're excited. But also go to eerietravels.com. You can help watch us live. You can do the Patreon with us and get some behind the scenes stuff. Do our book club, meet some other fun, like-minded folks on the Discord. And it's been a blast. We've only been doing it a couple months and it's blowing up just as fast as the podcast did. So, and again, thank you all for liking and subscribing. And with that, gang, I'm just going to say we're wrapping up St. Patty's Day. We've had the Fae visit. We've had our wonderful knishes, and we've had drinks and done some wassailing. But I think it's time that we wrap up this evening. So summon forth your dragons, charge up your crystals, enjoy some Reiki, and we will see you on the other side.